Hello, this is Trevor Harris from Classical 90.5. On my show, Morning Classics, I occasionally have guests on talking about the music that they're performing. Recently, Timothy Howe was my artist of the week. He's the assistant professor of trombone and the coordinator for the brass area in the University of Missouri's School of Music.
My name is Tim Howe. I am the professor of trombone at the University of Missouri. My job really is, I describe it to people as trombone all the time. So I teach trombone lessons. I do the trombone ensemble. I play in a faculty brass quintet here at Mizzou, and I teach methods classes for music ed majors, and I do some pedagogy and literature classes for trombone as well. The trombone in the orchestra is really, most of the time, we're fairly supportive. So we're playing accompaniments, or we're playing soft chords, or we're playing things that sort of undergird the rest of the orchestra. Like my teacher who played in the Chicago Symphony for years used to say, but we have our moments, you know, we have little moments where we get the melody or we get a bold statement, you know. Sometimes you don't even know we're there, but we're just kind of supportive, which I think creates a little bit of a different mentality. We're unlike somebody that plays flute or somebody that plays the trumpet or first violin when you have the melody all the time and you have to think about that sort of role in the orchestra. Because we're supportive, we tend to be a little bit more sort of group-oriented, and we're thinking about the rest of the people and trying to make sure that they can shine and at the same time give them what they need. It's kind of changed over the years. I think in the last 30 or 40 years, there have been some guys that have kind of gone out and decided they wanted to be soloists. There is some solo literature which goes all the way back, really, to the 1750s. But most of the literature for trombone in the solo area has really come in the last 50 or 60 years. So some guys like Christian Lindbergh, or even the principal trombone of the New York Philharmonic, Joe Alessi, have done some recordings and have started to really promote solo literature, both concerto literature and sonata literature. And of course, this whole explosion of chamber music, especially the brass quintet, most of your listeners probably have heard of the Canadian Brass or the Empire Brass Quintet, just changing the perception of the trombone and just developing an idea for audiences of what the trombone can really do. I think people think of the trombone and they think of that sort of glissando, wah-wah, you know, that sort of comic stereotype of the trombone. Or they think of jazz trombone, right? Because we have some very famous players that have been successful jazz trombonists. But the trombone is capable of amazing things. Beautiful, soft chorales and quiet moments. Think about the end of the Brahms First Symphony, the chorale at the end of the Brahms First Symphony. Teaching at the university level is kind of like a second career for me. I graduated from Northwestern University in 1983 and immediately got a job playing second trombone in the Omaha Symphony in Nebraska. And I did that for 20 years, in addition to playing a couple of other orchestras, Lincoln Symphony and also the Des Moines Opera. And it got to a place where you know, family and commitments and things, and I needed something a little more stable. And I also enjoyed my time in the orchestra, but during that time I had been teaching at a lot of small schools. I was sort of the itinerant adjunct trombone teacher for about five different colleges. And I liked teaching. I thought, well, you know, let's see what happens. So I was still playing in the orchestra, and I kind of went back and got a master's and doctorate at the University of Nebraska. Started applying for jobs and got a job teaching at Arkansas Tech University in Russellville, Arkansas. And then 5 years ago, I was offered the job here teaching trombone at Mizzou. So it's a completely different thing now. It's interesting because before I was completely an orchestra player, and since I've been in a university setting, I've gotten opportunities to play solo recitals all over the world. I've had opportunities to make recordings, and it's just kind of a different track. So it's been an interesting journey, and I think I'll probably finish out doing that. You know, I still do a lot of freelance trombone playing in orchestras. I play in Kansas City. There's opportunities for me to still do that, but my primary focus here is playing and teaching at the University of Missouri. Guys that really started doing this concerto stuff in solo literature, the most famous of these, obviously, is Christian Lindberg, who's a Swedish trombonist, who in the late 70s decided he was going to make a career for himself as a soloist, which was really kind of unheard of at that point. And when I was in college in the early 80s, there weren't any or very few recordings of solo trombone playing. I think I could count them on one hand, you know, and they were maybe one piece on one recording or something, you know. And so we didn't even have recordings to listen to like you do now. And since he started doing this, he's recorded almost every major concerto written for trombone, which is just an incredible debt that we owe to him just for doing that and doing it with great technique and style and engagement with the audience, you know. Kind of gave us the opportunity to hear what's out there a little bit more and to have an understanding of what's possible on the instrument.
That was Timothy Howe, assistant professor of trombone in the MU School of Music. He's also the coordinator of the brass area. My thanks to him for being a recent Artist of the Week on Morning Classics on Classical 90.5.